Today, I must say, I feel quite strongly about my sense of conflict after our panel discussion on gender-based violence yesterday. And I find myself increasingly conflicted after that conversation we just had around the SANDF and the sexual assault. So two panelists joined me, Begisi Semncube and Leroy Tau, each authors of their memoirs dealing with abuse they've meted out against women. They spoke about the roots of their abuse, their attitudes toward and objectification of women, and their learnings about themselves as men. I left that discussion very heavy. Like most women, I have been affected by gender-based violence of varying degrees, directly and indirectly, and found myself shifting from the rage and helplessness one usually feels in the face of hearing about it or experiencing it, to a sense of empathy for the brave individuals who were facing their innermost demons head-on and on air. But I've been haunted overnight by a particular part of the discussion in which the escalation from the gentleman described the escalation from an internal struggle to physical violence against another, specifically against women. And it was described so matter-of-factly in 2 minutes. Just have a listen. What is it about men that makes it that turn into violence that women in the same situation don't seem to be affected in the same way?
I think the greatest need for all men, and I'm putting myself in the mix, the greatest need for me was affirmation and validation. And when you are not affirmed correctly and when you are not validated correctly, you tend to act out. You tend to behave in a manner in which that is not correct. Now, I attach myself to situations and people, in a relationship sense, so that I can find a sense of validation and affirmation. But now I learned that though my father did not say to me that I'm proud of you and I love you, I had to come to a place of acknowledging that I needed to love me and I needed to validate and affirm myself more. And I needed to come to a place of acknowledging that nothing that affirms me from the outside will ever really truly affirm me from within. So the reality here is that a whole lot of men are crying for attention emotionally, because we don't know how to address our inner emotions and the things that bother us at night.
Mm. And before you reached this point of validation and affirmation, did you abuse women?
I think my level, yes, I've been in a position where physical abuse was a reality in my relationships, but I think my layer of abuse was more emotionally and psychologically than it was physically. And I think the scars that come with emotional abuse, women carry with them forever. Because I mean, I was the kind of guy that would wreck up your psychology and mess up your emotions to a point that you belittled yourself and you thought that everything was wrong with you and nothing was wrong with him. And as a result, you would try to crucify yourself to as a living sacrifice to show me that you love me. And then you realize that the more you want to prove your love to me, the more of you lose in the quest of trying to love somebody that will never recognize love because they do not love themselves.
And I mean, these are the initial stages before one raises
yes.
a hand, right?
Yes.
So once a person is feeling that small, hitting them is nothing.
It's nothing.
All applause to both of those gentlemen for their honesty and their candor. And they both admit that neither has been held accountable for their actions, but that personal accountability is sufficient. And I didn't know whether I wanted to hug them or run away from them or never speak to them or any other man again. But the more I played that clip back again and again and tried to put myself in their shoes and in their stories to replace their names with mine, the more I realized that there is simply no world in which I, as a woman, could possibly describe a lack of affection as being a valid reason that I failed to be humane to another person, much less inflicted pain on them. And that enraged me all over again. And herein lies my conflict. Yes, neither of these gentlemen is asking me to do the emotional labor of their introspection. But even in having that discussion and creating room in which we formulate this understanding, we as women are collectively being asked to do the emotional labor of understanding. It's a re-victimization. As a woman, I know that in a patriarchal society, I'm far down the totem pole of the construct. As a black woman, I am really, within my own community, I'm very far down that particular totem pole. So I'm also charged with the responsibility of the black male ego, with protecting his manhood. And there is no room in Western or African society for much affirmation and validation In the main, black women provide that for themselves, amongst themselves. It simply could not be that I could use that position in society or any hardship that I've experienced as valid reasoning for my own personal failures, much less for degrading another human being. And so I want to give affection and room for men like Biggie Sisa and Leroy, and I do. But I'm also curious to hear from you how you feel about this, ladies and gentlemen, actually. You know, if gender-based violence is a giant monster in the room, or the anger that men are feeling at not having been hugged and affirmed is a giant monster in the room, I'm not quite sure how or where further women can go. If you can think of a tight room in which a giant monster is fiercely enraged, women have pretty much folded themselves into the tiniest corner they can go. We do not dress in a way that is to get attention. We do not go out at night. We protect ourselves. We hold our keys in our fists in case we need to attack. We keep our voices down to manage people's egos. Where else must we go? And then now we must also understand when this abuse occurs on the basis of a lack of affection and a validation. Who validates the women? I feel quite strongly that we have nowhere else to go, and I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on that.